my impression of police at 19, 20, 21, and even earlier than that was that the police are here in this community only to hurt me. And it's only because every encounter that I ever had with police was them removing someone important from my life. My name's Jose Rodriguez. I'm 32 years old, and I'm a case manager for the Institute for the Study and Practice of Nonviolence.
As a district lieutenant, I was charged with problem solving in our district. And our district had issues with both the Manton and Hartford housing developments, which were a hotbed for gang activity. My name is Dean Isabella. I'm 53 years old, and I'm a captain with the Providence Police Department in Providence, Rhode Island. That was my first encounter with Jose. Yeah, he had braids, and he was heavier. You know, he was just part of that whole Manton crew, which was the name of the gang that was in the Manton housing development.
How I found myself involved with the crew was simple. I grew up in the area. You had to pick a side. I lived on this side of the bridge, so I'm going to stay on this side of the bridge. And anyone from the other side of the bridge that crossed the bridge, then we're going to have an issue.
That was just a typical street encounter with somebody who was raised in hell, and it was my job to make sure that he wasn't comfortable raising hell.
Lieutenant Isabella at the time wasn't perceived to be the nicest individual. He could come off as being looking very mean, so very intimidating, to say the least.
My experience being raised in the same community as Jose was a lot like his. So Manton Avenue at the time was a very poor area. It was an area that had a lot of crime, drug-related crime, and organized crime, actually.
When I started working at the Institute and I actually heard that he was actually from the same neighborhood, I was able to make him into a human. Because growing up where I grew up, I dehumanized him because I saw him as the enemy. And you have to appreciate the fact that he grew up in this neighborhood and he came back to patrol this neighborhood and to try to make this neighborhood better.
What I think growing up in the same neighborhood has done for me is just, it allowed me an insight to the circumstances of people's lives and what causes them to, you know, maybe resort to doing some things that they would not have if they were in a better environment. You develop an empathy for folks that are growing up, an understanding for folks that are growing up in those circumstances. And when you do, you understand that, you know, there are reasons behind why some people turn to criminality to survive. I had already met Jose. He was working for the Institute, and I had gotten information that Jose was possibly dealing drugs again. But I wanted to make sure that information was true, and I wanted to give him an opportunity to tell me whether or not it was true.
Walking into the meeting, I was scared because I was on parole. I honestly wasn't doing what they said that I was doing, but I was immediately, you go until you retrieve back into that mentality of, well, he's a cop, he's going to fuck me over, I'm going to go back to jail, and I'm really not doing anything wrong. Like, I'm really trying to do the right thing.
I said, Jose, this is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that, you know, you're dealing drugs and, you know, the circumstances around that. And he just explained it and said, nope, that's not what's going on. This is what's going on with that.
He brought it to the table and basically gave me an opportunity to either, if I was doing it, cut it the hell out, or to come clean and we could work it out. For the first time there, I think that I saw him as a person, like, wow, he's actually not trying to put me in jail. Like, he was given some information that he may or may not have believed, but he wanted to clarify it and make me aware of it. And that made him a person, like, he actually cared for a moment about me. When the conversation was had, it gave me a sense of relief. So that's what I felt walking out of that room, like relief, like, wow, maybe I do have somebody on my side. I got myself into a situation and I got a violation and I got sentenced to 15 months. And I was surprised at the amount of support that I still had coming home, Isabella being one of them.
When he got out, I called him and we set up a date. I picked him up. We went and just grabbed the coffee to talk about life.
Him just picking me up was strange because I'm getting in the front of the police car, which was something completely new for me. And I do want to point that out, that it was initiated by him. Like, he really wanted to make sure that him and I sat somewhere and had an honest conversation.
Look, you don't throw away a whole life because it got banged up in a few spots, right? You don't do that, and you don't throw away all the hard work that you did to get to the point of where you are because you made a mistake. You know, that's life. You make mistakes, you pick yourself back up.
And I remember the conversation, the honesty in the conversation, you know, this is no longer he's a cop and I'm a guy. Like, this is me and my friend having a conversation over coffee.
I just wanted to make sure that Jose understood that the people that supported him are going to still support him and still want him to succeed, because it's important. I mean, he not only important personally for his own life, but important that, you know, he's doing the type of work that can affect people's lives forever. You know, if he can reach one or two kids, he might be saving their lives. One of the things I don't want to be misrepresented is, like, I'm a mentor for Jose. I mean, I don't perceive myself as a mentor. I perceive myself as a friend. You know, and friends, you want your friends to do well. You want your friends to succeed. You want your friends to be able to have a good life. You want your friends to be able to, you know, be happy. And that's really what I want for Jose. And I think he's done a lot of hard work to take a very difficult circumstance and start to create a pretty good life for himself.
I was running on that false impression that everything that I had done prior to going to prison was voided because I went back to prison. The people that I had helped, the people that I had reached, were no longer going to have the same respect for me because I went back to prison. But I was able to regain that respect, and, you know, I'm moving forward. I'm doing better because of it.